everybody, and welcome to All About Skin. This podcast is brought to you by the Orange Trek Medical Group in New York City. I am Jody LaGiurfo, family nurse practitioner certified in dermatology and family medicine. Today we will be answering questions about aging. And there's a lot of interesting questions about the way men and women age. So let's get started. Is there a difference in the way men and women age? And that's a question that a lot of patients ask, especially when a couple comes in together and they're doing anti-aging treatments. And the answer really is yes. The process of skin aging really does differ in certain ways between men and women. In adults, the features of aging are really closely related to the total amount of collagen. And we know overall that collagen does decrease in both sexes, male and female, with increasing age. But it really does happen at different rates. In later life, women may look older than men, and I don't know if you've ever noticed that. So if you have a woman and a man at the same age, a lot of the time, people feel like the woman looks older than the man, even though they are the same age. And even if they have a very similar history of sun exposure, and that's probably because their skin has a lower amount of collagen to start with. And we know definitely that there's a difference in the collagen content of the skin in men and women. And that may also be due to the difference in the hormone production between the two. In men, there is a gradual thinning of male skin with increasing age. And I think, you know, if I think back into, you know, a percentage, I think it's approximately 1% per year or something like that. There is a definite relationship between skin thickness and the collagen content in men of all ages, and it's very similar in women, but I think it's less evident in women who are, let's say, younger than 60. The thickness of most women's skin remains the same until menopause, and then after menopause, there is a significant and sometimes dramatic thinning with increasing age. Now, I don't know if you've noticed that with yourself, but as your estrogen level starts to decrease, patients often complain that their skin is thinner. They'll say, oh my gosh, my skin is paper thin. And I do think that is 100% true. Estrogen and male hormone output from your ovaries and your adrenal glands decrease after menopause, which really means you have a decrease in the amount of collagen that's made and the repair of your collagen. The aging that's related to the decrease in the amount of estrogen that's produced, and if you combine that with photoaging or your exposure to the sun, may dramatically increase the apparent age. In other words, how old a menopausal woman looks. So again, if you're combining the two, someone who is decreasing the amount of estrogen that they're producing and then they have a lot of photo damage, they can look much older than, let's say, someone else who doesn't have so much photo damage, or number two, a man of the same age. And because, again, with that decrease in the amount of estrogen production, estrogen in general does affect the building blocks of skin, and the thinning of skin is really directly related to a decrease in the production of that collagen. Again, you're decreasing that mattress, and I've spoken about that before. You know, if you think about your skin as a mattress and it's losing some of that coil to it, if you have springs underneath a mattress and over time when you're sleeping on them, it gets flatter and flatter. Our skin is very similar to that. Skin elasticity, how it moves, how it stretches, also decreases with age. And again, we see that more often in women. And in the upper layer of skin, that lack of estrogen, that lack of hormone, really does slow down the activity of the cells building blocks and causes the skin to be thinner, more fragile, and less well protected. The skin has less surface lipids or surface fats that, you know, kind of fill in those creases and make skin more supple and easy. Now, I'm not saying that the answer to this is to take estrogen, because it really isn't. You know, that used to be the thought years ago, and of course we've come away from that because of the breast cancer risk, that estrogen really, you know, skin changes and hair changes aren't a reason to take estrogen. But that's something that, of course, you can discuss with your gynecologist. And of course, there are lots of things skin-wise that we could do to help all of these aging issues that happen over time. So what are some of the signs of aging? That's you know, something that sometimes when I'm lecturing, people say, is this a sign of age or is this a sign of age? So we really do know that fine lines and wrinkles develop as we grow older. Skin loses some of that firmness and elasticity. Those expression lines from years of muscle action on our forehead, our squint lines around our eyes, and of course you have your marionette lines and your nasolabial folds, or the folds that go from your nose to the outer corners of your mouth, start to develop into, you know, deeper furrows. Your skin texture gets rough. Some people say, oh, I have this chicken skin and my skin always feels so bumpy. You also get uneven skin tone, especially on exposed areas of your skin. To me, generally speaking, if I see someone who has a lot of spots on their face, to me that makes them look older. And it's not that we want to say, you know, having less wrinkles is really the key. I think that having less spots on your face, having a more even skin tone, really does speak volumes in terms of aging skin. Spotted skin, discolored skin really does look older. And again, evening out some of that skin tone works wonders in you know, when you're treating someone, let's say, for aging. Skin also gets relatively dull. It loses that shine, and you start to see some visible pores. And again, if we think of the mattress of our skin getting more laxed, you're losing that inner network that keeps everything so tight. The pores start to spread and become, you know, bigger, more visible. Sometimes people get blotches, red blotches, brown blotches. They get age spots and patches of discoloration. And then sometimes you start to see dilated blood vessels. Some people get rosacea. Skin overall from head to toe becomes dry. Hair becomes drier. If we're talking about photo-age skin and truly photo-damaged skin, seriously, photo-age skin is dry, it's deeply wrinkled, it sometimes has almost a yellow undertone to it, and it's rough. Photo-age skin may be marked with some deep pigment, or sometimes it has white spots. And with increasing sun damage, we start to see blood vessels appear, and it becomes more obvious. And they can be spider-like marks or broken veins. We call them telangiectasias. And we could see them on the face, the chest, the neck. Those blood vessels are easily damaged and really do result in increased fragility of the skin. Sometimes you can even get some purple spots that develop. You can lose some of those elastic fibers around those blood vessels, especially from the lips, from the ears. Don't forget, these are areas that are really sensitive to chronic sun damage, and we could see lots of dilated veins. In protected skin, if you look, let's say, you know, on your waist or on your legs, let's say area that hasn't had as much sun exposure, that protected skin, the vessels are not so dilated or damaged. So that's all the time we have for today. please email your questions to allaboutskin@orangetrike.com. Have a great day, and remember to take care of the skin you're in.